Well, it's almost here. It begins at the end of the week. On Friday, athletes from around the world will gather in Tokyo for the Olympic Games. It's going to be a different Olympics from any we've ever experienced. Yes, they're a year behind schedule. No, there won't be any spectators in the stands. Without a doubt, it's going to be different from any other Olympics, and yet it will still be the Olympics. Athletes will gather from around the world. They will represent themselves and their nations and join in competition for gold, silver, and bronze. They will experience the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And for a few weeks, all of us who watch the Olympics will become instant experts at everything. That's the thing I always enjoy about the Olympics. All of a sudden, these sports that we pay no attention to become things that we can sit in front of our televisions and we can judge these people and we know who's really good and we know who's really falling short. And there will be, as experts, swimming and diving, track and field, even water polo. We know about all of them and we recognize who should be doing what. And every time we hear the national anthem after one of our athletes has won a gold medal, there'll be a lump in our throats as we watch them being awarded their medals. You know, the athletes who compete will be different from one another in many ways. They will be coming from different nations of origin, from all around the world, from different cultures and languages, different height and weight and ethnicities, different ages and different levels of experience. But as different as all of these athletes will be, there's one thing that makes them very much the same. No one who competes in the Olympic Games will decide at the last minute, I think I'll just try this. Everyone who comes and competes in the games finds this as the pinnacle of years and years of preparation. For some, it will be their very first Olympics. For some, it will be the second or the third or the fourth. They'll all come ready to compete in whatever event they're a part of. None of them will approach it casually. All of them will be committed to competing to their very best. Many of them began preparing for these Olympic Games immediately after the last ones. And every one of them are committed to representing their nations and themselves to the very best of their ability. Here's the thing about the Olympics. Not all who go will come home with a medal. But everyone who competes wants to go home knowing they gave the very best that they had to represent their nation. In the opening ceremonies, and when the Olympics come to a close, they will march proudly behind the flags of many, many nations, knowing I came, I gave everything I had, and now I go home proud of what I have accomplished. The Bible has a word for that kind of commitment, the commitment we see in the athletes who will be competing in the Olympics. You know what that word is? Sanctification. Sanctification. Set apart, committed to a single purpose, absolutely focused on the one thing that matters most, a willingness to sacrifice in order to finish strong. Each of these athletes who compete in the Olympic Games will be sanctified to their sport. Whatever it is and whatever I'm doing, I want to know I gave it everything I had. I want to know I poured my best into it. I want to know that when I left, I never held back in anything that I did. Sanctification. That's not a word we hear a whole lot in our world today. It sounds so old. It sounds so preachy. But to face the future, whether in our lives or in our church or in our land, we're going to have to live in a way that is sanctified to the Lord. What does the world need more than anything today? It needs sanctified believers who are committed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who live out their faith, who are committed to letting it show, and who are willing to give everything they have to the task that is before them, the task of being faithful to the upward call of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes this morning's scripture so critical. As Paul wrote in Thessalonians, "Now may the God of peace sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." Spirit, soul, and body. What is he saying? Everything about you. Nothing held back. Your complete life dedicated to the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctification is not just about what you believe. It's not just about a process that takes place. Sanctification is about who you are. Sanctification is about how you live, and it's about who you serve. So this morning, I want to take some time as we think about faithing the future, and I want to challenge you to faith the future with personal sanctification. So let's jump in and let's see what the Word has to say to us. And the first thing it tells us is this: sanctification begins with a personal choice. If you are a sanctified believer, one thing is true about you. It is not something the Lord forced upon you. It is His response to our passionate desire. If you are a sanctified believer, set apart for God's use in every part of your life, it's not because the Lord said, "Yes, I will make you do this. Yes, I will force you to obey. Yes, you will trust me in everything." Sanctification is about God seeing within you a passionate desire to be everything He created you to be. And He honors that and blesses that as you set yourself apart for His love and His use. You will never be sanctified if you are superficially interested in feeling a little bit more spiritual. That's exactly where a lot of people find themselves today. I like the idea of thinking of myself as a good Christian. I like the idea of thinking of myself as being spiritual. I like the idea of thinking of myself as being involved in church. But don't ask me to go too far with this thing. Don't ask me to be too committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't ask me to live a life that is transformed because I belong to Him. I'd rather keep it on the surface. Sanctification is about an intense desire, a hunger to become more like Christ. It has to be a compelling spiritual force in your life. If you're going to be sanctified, it means that you are committed. No turning back. You know, one of my favorite events in the Summer Olympics is platform diving. I love to watch those platform divers who go way up, seems like beyond the top of the sanctuary. It's pretty close. And they'll stand up there and they'll look down and they'll think about what they're going to do. And then in a minute, they go off that platform, and all of a sudden you see them doing two or three flips and three or four twists, and they stop and wave at people in the middle, and finally they go straight into the water without a splash. It is incredible. I am in such awe of those platform divers. I remember the first time I went to Point Mallard and climbed up on that platform. Have you ever done that? That Olympic? And you look down and all of a sudden you realize it's about a mile and a half to the water. And the problem is, you stood in line and walked up behind other people, and if you do what you want to do, which is just back up and go back down, everybody there knows you're a coward. So I finally jumped off that platform. No twists, no flips, no waving at people, just. And when I hit the water, you know what I said to myself? Never again. That's exactly right. And I can tell you this, I have kept that promise. But you know what I really think? I think that same knot in their stomach develops in these Olympic divers as they look down and they begin to think, what if I get disoriented? What if I lose my way? What if I land I could really, really hurt myself. And I think there comes that moment where they have to decide, but I'm going to do it anyway. The ones I really admire are the ones who will do like a handstand. And they're just straight up and down for 2 or 3 seconds as they think about what they're going to do. But eventually they have to decide, I'm going to go. And once you commit, you're committed. You know what I call that? I call that sanctification. Sanctification begins with a spiritual point of no return. I get to this point in following Jesus when I decide, do I really want to be everything God wants me to be? Even though I recognize that there'll be a price to be paid, I recognize it means I'm going to have to make some sacrifices. It means I'm going to have to say no to some things before. Do I really, really want this process of sanctification to take place in my life? You have to decide, no matter what, my life begins and ends with Jesus. It is that point of no return. Salvation is a point of no return. Surrender is a point of no return. And sanctification is a point of no return. You either give everything to the Lord or you back away. Everything that will happen in your life depends upon making that critical decision to take the plunge and follow Christ. My guess is there are a number of folks here this morning who understand that point of no return, because you've been through those experiences in your own life where you recognize, if I'm going to be a follower, I've got to commit. If I'm going to be a disciple, I'm going to have to commit. If I'm going to be a sanctified believer, I'm going to have to commit. And if I commit, there's no turning back. And if you don't commit, if you come to that spiritual point where you know I've either got to go forward or backward, and you decide to back away, then for the rest of your life, you're going to know, when it came to it, I never became everything God wanted me to be. I backed away from the edge. Sanctification is about following through on that point of no return. Paul also tells us that sanctification requires complete surrender. Thessalonians says the Lord wants to sanctify you completely. Completely. Everything about you, everything you are, set apart for His use. No part of your life held back. Nothing declared off limits to Him. Surrender is an act of absolute trust. You have to believe the Lord has a plan. You have to believe if I commit, then He will follow through. You have to believe if I will trust Him, then I will see God at work in my life. But you have to trust Him to bring those things about. It has to be an unqualified surrender and a total trust in every situation. You know, one of the fastest and most difficult events in the Olympic track and field is the 4x100 relay. I don't know how many of you ever ran track in high school, and I don't know if any of you have ever participated in a relay event, but I tell you, it's one of the hardest things you can do in sports. 4x100 means that when that gun goes off, you take off running. If you're the first leg, you run just as hard as you can and just as fast as you can, with no looking back and no slowing down until you finished out your 100 meters. And then you take that baton and you pass it on to the person in front of you who has already started running. They're moving and their hand is back, and they trust you to put that baton exactly where it belongs. There's probably no other event in sport where two people have to trust each other more than in a 4x100 relay. It's a perfect picture of what it means to trust the Lord. We receive everything that God has promised to us, and then we pass it on to those He brings across our path. The whole time that we are sanctifying ourselves to the Lord, we are running and reaching back believing God is going to give me everything I need. And as soon as I receive it, then I pass it on to the people God brings in my pathway. It is a symbol of absolute trust. It is recognizing if the Lord doesn't come through, I'm going to fall. If I don't come through, I'm going to make someone else stumble and fall. If we get it wrong, we're either going to be behind in the race or we're going to be disqualified altogether. We have to be careful with our sanctification. To do that requires absolute trust. This is what it means when you sanctify yourself to the Lord in that absolute trust. It means you simply say to Him, Lord, I place myself in Your hands. Do what You want to with me. Use me however You please. I trust You no matter what. I may not even see until You show up, but I trust You to do what only You can do. In fact, the truth is, sometimes surrender creates real uncertainty. You don't always know what the Lord is up to. You may be tempted to question His timing. You may not understand His actions, but the truth is, in spite of it all, you continue to reach back believing that God is going to come through and He's going to bless you. You have to know that if you take control, you're going to stumble. You're going to fall. But if you trust Him, He will be faithful every time. To be sanctified to the Lord is to say to Him, this is my Savior. I will trust Him with everything. I place it all in His control. Paul also wants us to know that sanctification means measuring your life by the Lord's standard. Paul says when you make a commitment to sanctification, one of the most important qualifications is perseverance. If I'm going to be sanctified to the Lord, that means I'm recognizing this is not a commitment I make just for today. This is not a commitment I make for the next 3 weeks or for the next 4 years. It's a commitment I make for a lifetime. The Bible says, Thessalonians says, it extends all the way to the return of Christ. God will continue to do sanctifying work in your life until Jesus returns for His own. There's never that point where you recognize that you have arrived. I'll never forget, first church I pastored, one of our folks who was a bedrock in that church came up to me one Sunday after church and said, I just want you to know it's nothing personal, but I won't be back anymore on Sunday nights. And I said, well, what's going on? What has happened? And she said to me, I've learned everything there is to know about Christian discipleship, and that's what you do on Sunday night, so I won't be back anymore. Let me tell you something. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in the life of any believer. None of us can say, I finally reached that point where I have completely arrived, and because I have, I've learned all there is to know about being a believer. Paul says it continues on until the return of Jesus. In other words, sanctification is a lifelong commitment to spiritual faithfulness. Once I have begun, I do not stop. I do not slow down. I persevere until the end. Most grueling event in any Olympics games, no doubt about it, the decathlon. 10 events, each of them challenging in its own right. All of them have to be accomplished over the course of only 2 days. The 100, 400, and 1500 meter races, the 110 hurdles, the long jump, the high jump, the shot put, the discus throw, the javelin throw, the pole vault. To be a decathloner, you have to not only be fast and strong, you have to be able to do all of those things. and to do them consecutively with perseverance. Decathlon athletes are required to be everything that anybody else could be because they put them all together. It's a test of endurance as much as a test of skill. No one enters the decathlon and decides after 4 events or 6 events or 8 events, I've had enough. I've done the things I like to do. The things that are left are hard. And besides, I'm tired. I think I'll just quit. No, they're committed to compete at every event. In fact, this is what's true of the decathlon. If you don't accomplish all of them, it's just as though you didn't accomplish any of them. You are eliminated from competition. And so you persevere to the end. That same commitment to perseverance is the spiritual requirement that sanctification requires. We are called to keep growing in our faith continually until the end. I will stick it out until the end. Perfection is always in front of us. We keep striving until the Lord returns or until we go to heaven. Sanctification can easily be described as faith for the long run. It is not for the faint-hearted. It is not for the easily discouraged. It is not for those that want to go part of the way, but not all of the way. It is for those who have decided, I will continue to strive until the end. You know, in my own spiritual life, the times when I've been most discouraged, the times when I have struggled the hardest, have not been those times when it seemed as though everything was harder than I ever thought it would be. It's not been those times when I thought He was calling me to do something that was way too big for me. The most discouraging times in my spiritual life were not those times when I said to the Lord, you just expect too much. The most discouraging times have been those when I chose to lower the bar and settle for less when I knew He deserved more. That's when I struggle, when I know I've settled for less. God calls us to the highest standard because He only wants the best from us and for us. And finally, Thessalonians reminds us of this. Sanctification is to be the norm and not the exception. God's greatest desire is not to look down on this congregation of believers and say, that one and that one, that one, they have made the decision for sanctification. God's great desire is to look down on this congregation and say, look at how they've sold themselves out for me. I look at my church and I see people who, a church that is filled with people who want God's best. You know, every athlete from every country who will be present at the Olympics will compete with one goal in mind. They all come striving to win the gold medal. Not one of them will ever say, just getting here is enough. Or I'd settle for being in the top 10. Or even the top 3. They come to strive for the gold medal. They hunger to be the best. Nobody is content to settle for less. And now in each event, only one gold medal is going to be awarded. But every competitor needs to go home knowing, even if I didn't win that medal, I gave everything I had in the effort. I never sold out for less. Reminds me of the motto of the Special Olympics. You remember that? Let me win, But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. That's what God's calling us to say. Lord, let me win. But if I can't, let me be satisfied to know I gave everything I had to the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And that's what God wants. Not just from the most spiritual of us or the most holy of us, but for all of us. His call for us is personal sanctification. So let me ask you a question this morning. How are you doing? How are you doing in your own sanctification to the Lord Jesus Christ? What are you holding back? Where are you turning away? Have there been those times when you looked over the edge and lost your nerve? Or can you honestly say, you know, today I am committed to becoming more like Him than I have ever been? One thing is true for every believer, and it is simply this: whatever is in front of you is more important than anything that is behind you. We continue to set ourselves apart for the use of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in every event, there has to be a definite beginning. Whether it's a race or whether it's a diving event or whatever, there has to be that point where you know you started. And spiritually, there has to be that starting point as well. That point where you know, on that day, at that moment, I gave Jesus Christ my life. I asked Him to forgive me of my sins, to come into my life, and I became a Christian on that day. And maybe you're here today, and this is the beginning point for you. God is calling you to start the race and start it today. And if that's true, in a moment when we stand and sing our invitation hymn, I'll be here at the front, and Dr. Hutchins will be here. And we would love to help you come to know Christ for the very first time so you can begin the race. Or maybe you're here and you're recognizing, you know, the truth is I've settled for a lot less than a sanctified life. But beginning today, I'm going to say to the Lord, whatever you want, here I am. Maybe part of His call is for you to become part of this fellowship, this church family. And you want to come and bring your membership and join us here. Maybe there's something else you need to do. We're going to stand and we're going to sing our invitation. If you need to come, you come. Let's stand.